This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's taking more than 170 people to rescue an American researcher who fell thousands of feet in a cave in Turkey. 40-year-old Mark Dickey was on an expedition when he suddenly got sick with stomach bleeding. Dickey said this in a video.
I don't quite know what's happened, but I do know that the quick response of the Turkish government to get the medical supplies that I needed, in my opinion, saved my life.
They say this rescue operation is so difficult and dangerous that it could take days to get him out. Heat, a hurricane, and heavy rain. It's all in the forecast somewhere. We'll start with the hurricane. Hurricane Lee is charging through warm Atlantic waters as the season's first Category 5 storm. They do not expect it to make landfall, but the East Coast could see dangerous surf and rip currents beginning Sunday. The National Weather Service says that heat that's baking parts of the South and Southwest is dangerous, and it'll broil those areas at least today. It could hit 108 today in Dallas, 107 in Austin, Texas. Two people have died after heavy rain in Hong Kong. Rain battered southern China, too. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Videos circulating on social media show flooded streets in Hong Kong, Shenzhen, and nearby Guangzhou, with vehicles driving through the water and rescue teams using rafts to navigate the streets. A bus passenger filmed a video of flooded streets just after midnight Thursday, while another passenger on the Kwantung Line filmed water rising on the platform. Hong Kong recorded more than 6 inches of rain in 1 hour, the most since records began in 1884. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. Now to Russia.
The head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is asking U.S. firms about doing business in Russia. In letters to three top oil field services companies, Senator Bob Menendez cited a July Associated Press report that Halliburton, SLB, and Baker Hughes continued doing business in Russia after its invasion of Ukraine. Customs data obtained by the nonprofit coalition Before Ukraine and vetted by the AP shows Russia imported more than $200 million in technology from the three companies in the year following the invasion. There's no evidence the firms violated sanctions, but Menendez wrote he was extremely disturbed by the findings. Halliburton wound down its Russia operations less than 6 months after the invasion. Baker Hughes sold its oilfield services business in Russia after about 9 months. Market leader SLB actually grew its Russian business. SLB announced it would stop exporting technology to Russia 2 days after the AP asked for final comment on its first report. Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.